Julie.
You forgot.
My lunch again. Well, as long as you're here, I'll tell you about one of my uncles.
Terrific.
My Uncle Jonas, he was a doctor.
Okay. What kind of doctor was he?
A very strange doctor. One time, this guy came into his office. Uncle Jonas says, "Stick out your tongue and go to the window." The guy sticks out his tongue. Goes to the window. He's standing there about 5 minutes. He looks back at my uncle and says, "Will this help me?" My uncle said, "No, but I'm mad at the guy across the street."
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same old place that you laughed about. Well, the names have all changed since you hung around, but those dreams have remained and they've turned around. Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Back here where we need ya.
Back here where we need ya.
Yeah, we tease him a lot, 'cause we got him on the spot. Welcome back.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
Pretty boom boom, but dry look.
There, perfect.
What you do that for?
Oh, you see, Freddie, I like it to look messy, like I didn't have to do nothing. And I happen to look this cute just by accident.
Hey, listen to what somebody wrote on the wall. Sincere, sensitive, cultured young man seeks meaningful relationship with trashy blonde. Must have references.
Boy, what kind of a loser would write something like that?
Me.
Gentlemen. Combing period is over. Can we go and do some work on the inside of your heads?
Come on, Mr. Carter. Just a couple little last-minute touches here, all right? You see, when you're the sweat hog hot throb, you got a responsibility to look perfect.
Let's go. Come on, no more stalling. Pronto.
Hey, Vinny. If you keep teasing your hair, your scalp is going to leave you for a hot comb.
Come on, Juan. We don't want to be tardy.
All right, Arnold. Right with you. As soon as I grab a smoke.
Oh, Juan. I am surprised at you. Don't you know that cigarette smoking is against the rules?
So why don't you report me, Arnold?
What? Report? You? Oh, no! I would never report you for smoking one. What cigarette? I don't see a cigarette. Hello, Mr. Woodman and Mr. Cunningham.
That's why you're always late smoking. It won't work, Epstein. I saw you with a cigarette. What cigarette? That cigarette. And I ought to make it go after it.
Come on, Epstein, let's go. Get out of there. Come on. When did you start smoking?
What, smoking? Well, hey, I'm just enjoying a few moments of privacy, you know? I mean, when you got 9 brothers and sisters like I got, the only time you get to use the bathroom by yourself is on your birthday. 9 brothers and sisters living in a ghetto.
Don't bother, Epstein. That underprivileged kid stuff may work on Carter, but it won't work on me. Now remember, you're talking to a man who hates Captain Kangaroo. I'm taking you over to Principal Lazarus' office.
Wait a second. I didn't even get a chance to wash my hands. How about...
Yeah, Jack. Look, there's no need to take Woodman off restroom patrol. It makes his day. You know? And by the way, Jack, Don't forget what I told you. This week, take the Jets and the points.
How'd you do, Juan?
I'm free, eh? Just got a warning.
Well, all right.
I just don't understand. Lazarus doesn't like anybody. Except Epstein. Why?
Well, that's because, why is that?
Well, that's because Jack thinks of me like a son.
Doesn't he have a son?
Oh, yeah, Harold. But Harold's a real disappointment to Jack, you know? Since he moved to Oregon and joined that vegetarian nudist colony.
It's not fair. I don't want much out of life. Just a transfer to a school in Scarsdale. And my real teeth back.
Come on, Vinny. How about lunch? I'm buying.
Wait a second. You know, just because you didn't get in trouble, that's no reason you should smoke. In school or anyplace else. It's just not healthy.
Yeah, well, that's what Principal Lazarus told me, so I promised him I was going to quit.
Good boy, Juan. That's smart thinking. Yeah. Besides, I'm sure sooner or later you'll pick up another bad habit. Look, are you sure about the Jets and the points? I bet 50 cents with Julie. You think I'm
Hey, right? Hey, look who you're talking to. I'm sure the Jets ain't sure thing.
Freddie, I never tried one of them things. It's Frocone. Let me try that.
Go ahead.
Ow!
I guess it don't work on Italian hair.
Hello, chaps.
Smoke.
Well, as they say, where there's smoke, there's fire! Fire in the school! Fire in the school!
Ah! You know, Arnold, you're going to have a hard time getting this baby lit.
What's going on here? What is it? Epstein, I thought you said you were going to stop smoking.
Look, I tried, Mr. Carter, but I can't, okay? I mean, I've been smoking since I was 12, you know, on and off, on and off. All of a sudden, I can't quit.
You can quit, Juan. It just might be a little more difficult this time. Do you know that since the Surgeon General's report on smoking in 1964, over 30 million people have quit?
Really?
That's right. I think I read it in Cosmopolitan. Well, I don't buy it. Julie buys it, so it's lying around the house, so I read it. So what? I mean, it's got some interesting articles. How costumes saved my marriage. Menu planning if you're dating a soccer team.
Hey, you know, I'm Tatiana. It ain't easy to break a bad habit.
Let me tell you guys a little story.
Oh, here we go again.
You know, for a young guy, he's got a lot of stories.
Can't you wait till you get home and tell your wife?
No, I never told you this one before. When I was about 12, I had a monkey on my back. That's right, I was hooked on potato knishes. It all started out innocent. You know, I was in Coney Island, a young kid walking around Coney Island. This guy came up to me. He said, hey, kid, come here. You want a free knish? I said, sure, why not? It was free, so I took it. Next day, same guy. Hey, kid, come here. You want another free knish? I said, great, it was free, it was easy. I was rolling in clover of free knish every day. When was it going to stop? I'll tell you when it stopped. 2 weeks later, I went up to the guy and said, hey, mister, where's my free knish? Hey, I'm sorry, kid. I gotta make a living. Knishes aren't free anymore. From that day on, all my money went on knishes, my whole allowance. I was up to 5 knishes a day, Bob. 5 a day. Then I found out I didn't get the same kick from knishes. I had to move on to harder stuff. Real junk food, Horseshack. Malamars. Devil dogs, Twinkies, and even Indiana fried chicken. Got so bad one morning I woke up, I had half a burrito hanging out of my mouth. And I had no idea how it got there. Well, I had to make a decision, Epstein. I had to decide whether or not I was going to let junk food rule my life.
Well, what'd you do?
I went cold turkey.
Cold turkey.
That's right. For 5 days instead of junk food, I ate nothing but cold turkey. That's how I kicked.
Oh. Truly inspiring. inspiring story, Mr. Cotter. It ought to be a movie. Man with the golden knish. A hat full of knishes. The knish connection. The knish connection to...
Look, Juan, you can quit. People quit every day at those clinics, you know?
Hey, wait a minute, Mr. Cotter. I mean, Epstein, man, he don't got the kind of money to be paying in them smoking clinics. Epstein's family is so poor that on Thanksgiving, they had to rent a turkey.
Look, we'll help you. I mean, we'll do it ourselves. We'll use the same principle they use at those smoking clinics. It's called aversion therapy.
Oh, yeah, the perversion therapy. We'll just torture Juan till he quits smoking.
It's not torture, Barbarino. It's just therapy to help Juan break his bad habit. Look at you, Gad. Look in the mirror.
I can't look at you.
Look in the mirror, Gad. Look at you. The toughest kid in school. A slave to a little stick of tobacco. Beside that, look, you need a haircut. Juan, tomorrow we shall open up the Sweatheart Clinic for the cure of smoking. Are you ready?
I'll be right back.
Where you going?
Going outside to have a smoke.
You think this will really get me to quit smoking, Mr. Cotter?
Well, we're going to try, Juan. The guys are going to be here as soon as they finish their last period. Come on, sit down. Now, all we're going to do is try and help you unlearn a bad habit.
Oh, I'm good at that. I already unlearned the whole 10th grade. Hey, what are you going to do with that?
Don't worry about it. It's the wall-to-wall carpeting from Mr. Woodman's office.
Let's get him on the carpet. On the carpet. Okay.
Okay, Juan, I'll tell you what we're going to do. Me and Vinny, we're going to start a little bit of electricity. You know, like create a shop.
Okay, maybe. Light up. Come on. All your right. Favorite blend. Light them up.
Now, every time you take a puff of this, we're going to shock you. So then you won't want to smoke no more.
Right. Okay, start. Let's go.
You ready?
Ready.
Ready?
Okay.
Okay. So when are you guys going to shock me?
All right, something's wrong. Get up. Sit over there. Come on, try it on me.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ow! Okay, first, sit down. Let's do it. You got to bug your feet on the carpet. Right. Put your feet on the carpet.
Ready?
All right.
Let's go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Ow! All right, this isn't working. We're going to have to go with drastic measures. Let's get the specialist.
Send in the specialist.
All right, send in the specialist.
Hello, are you the specialist?
Are you the doctor?
I'm the doctor.
I'm the specialist.
Nice to meet you.
How's it do? How about the patient?
What about the patient?
I want to see the patient.
I'm telling you, with you, I'm losing my patience.
It's just the patient.
This is the patient.
These spots in your hand, you ever have them before?
Yeah.
Well, you got them again now.
Dr. D, I have the patient's file.
Oh, I got the patient's file.
File the patient's file.
The patient's file is filed.
Now let's file the patient. Hey. File the patient. Doctor, this reminds me of a case I heard about. A delicatessen owner who wasn't only interested in his wife when she dressed like a smoked salmon.
Ah, oh, but she's hard on the wife.
Yes, especially when he tried to fillet her.
Where's the patient?
She was in here before. Where is she? Hello.
So, tell us about your sex life.
What?
Your sex life.
Oh, Horshack.
Huh?
What does his sex life have to do with smoking?
Nothing. I just thought it would be fun to hear about it.
Well, Shaq, let's leave people's sex lives out of this. At least until you get one of your own. Okay, therapy, let's go. First of all, sight aversion.
Sight aversion.
Look at this one.
Hi there.
I've been smoking 4 packs for 10 years, and I feel perfectly fine.
Sound aversion!
Sound aversion!
Don't smoke! Don't smoke! stand up together. Terrible. Smell this cigar, soggy and wet. Terrible, disgusting. Smell that.
Come on. Come on, that's the worst of the lot.
I know, we went to your gym locker and got your sweats on. You think this is easy for us?
Now, Juan, we are not here to judge you. There is no right and no wrong. Now, Juan, do you truly wish to give up your disgusting, repulsive smoking habits?
Yes.
Do you think that you can live without the flavor and the aroma of your favorite blend?
Yes. And you will not miss a long, satisfying puff?
I don't know.
Oh, so you still like to smoke. How many you have?
Give him two.
Hey, have three.
Have four. All right. What do you have to say now, Mr. Puff?
Parker.
Doesn't taste so good, does it, Mr. Puff?
That's what I think. Hey, Freddy, you want to trade? I got liverwurst and chocolate sauce on bacon up bread.
I don't even want to think about it.
Yeah, it's the dumbest sandwich you ever heard of. Mm. Now this is lunch. Peanut butter and squid. Oh. A pumpernickel. Hold the pickle, hold the relish.
Yeah, but you can't hold it down. Now this is lunch. Pig knuckles on Jewish rye. With Virgin Island dressing.
Oh. What do you got, Mr. Cotton?
Oh, nothing. It's just something Julie made. I don't know what it is. I don't know.
Hey, Juan.
Hey, how you doing? Hey.
Hey, it's been 7 days since I had my last cigarette.
Hey. You miss cigarettes?
Nah. I got this pipe. What do you think?
Frankly, Juan, you look like Sherlock Sheephead.
Juan, look, I'm a little disappointed in you.
Mr. Carter, I read that smoking a pipe is a lot less harmful than smoking cigarettes.
Oh, yeah? Well, where'd you read that?
I think it was Cosmopolitan.
All right, look, Juan, you got to make up your own mind. I mean, you're old enough to smoke. If you want to smoke, that's your business. You can make your own decisions.
What is that?
Juan.
That's a potato knish. I thought you kicked the habit.
Oh. Very disillusioning, Mr. Carter.
All right, so I'm hooked. I have had a knish once in a while, so what's the big deal?
Well, gentlemen, there's only one thing we can do to help this poor, tortured creature now. Smell a version.
Get away from me!
Come on, smell it up.
Get away. I'm your teacher, not your ordinary knish junkie. Look, if you had to eat Julie's tuna casserole twice a week, you sneak a few conditions once in a while, too. All right, look, Epstein, I got a proposition. I'll give up conditions if you give up smoking. What do you say?
You got a deal.
All right.
Yeah, yeah.
What is that?
This is a bicentennial knish. Did I ever tell you about my uncle who was a famous explorer, a famous frontiersman?
You mean he was in all the history books and everything?
Yes, you look at any of your books, he's in all of these books.
Oh.
And Hawkeye Carter was famous. In fact, I remember one time my uncle Hawkeye, this is written in history books. Mm-hmm. I didn't know about it, but I read about it in history books. He is riding along on his horse, right? And he sees a man on the prairie with his ear to the ground.
Well, what was he doing with his ear to the ground?
My Uncle Hawkeye figures he must be listening to something, so he gets off his horse and puts his ear to the ground. Doesn't hear a thing. He says,
Excuse me, partner. I don't hear a thing.
Guy looks at me and says, I know. It's been like that all day. All right, you didn't like that one? No. I'll tell you another one about Uncle Hawkeye.
Okay.
Uncle Hawkeye is riding and he sees an Indian. This time, the Indian's got his ear to the ground, right?
Uh-huh.
Same as the guy before, okay? So he says to the
Indian...
Getting
funnier.
Shh! Covered wagon. 14. Soldiers. Cavalry. Woman in covered wagon. Have baby. 14. Wagon. One blue. Uncle said, that's amazing. You can hear them coming? Indian says, no. Ran over me half hour ago.
Welcome back. Your dreams hung around, but those dreams have remained and they've turned around. Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Back here where we need ya.
Back here where we need ya.
Yeah, we tease him a lot, 'cause we got him on the spot. Welcome back.